God, I know this is your second service in this church. Wow. And you have many new members, and I can see your churches are growing. I'm so happy to see growing church here. And 本当に神様に感謝します。望月さん understand what I'm saying. I'm so happy too thankful to what word should I use to give glory to him. I'm honored and I'm humbled to see you guys you are filling this room. I'm so, four new people are here, right? So, this morning, anyway, I'd like to save my times. I prepared the Word of God that is, I'm meditating since I'm working in Japan, and God gave me this word about his kingdom and how to work and how have I been working and how should I work in the future and how I should keep doing for the gospel in Japan. So probably this might be good news to you also, good word for you to raise your faith and strengthen your faith and find your future in the Word of God. Okay, it is from Matthew chapter 13. Let us learn from seven parables of the kingdom of heaven. I don't have enough time to talk about all the parables in detail, but I'd like to give you insight that I learned. First one is sower and poor soils. The sower, the man of God, is Jesus Christ himself. He came to the earth to establish his kingdom work by saving us through his word. And he identified himself as sower of the word of God. And the first parable itself probably challenge you and motivate you. There are four kinds of soils. Can you tell me, you guys? Do you remember four soils? What's the number one? Roadside. The soil on the roadside. And the second one is stony soil. And then the third soil that accept that the seed was sown. The third one is thorny soil, my soil in the bush. And the last one is good soil. And when you hear those four soils, you must be challenged and you must be examining your heart. Then what kind of soil I am, right? And finally, Jesus taught them to become a good soil. So when I heard these parables for the first time in my life, I was challenged a lot to become a good soil. Do you know what good soil is? The good soil is, according to Luke's Gospel chapter 8, Luke also shared Jesus' parables in the same way. But according to Luke, you can see more in detail what kind of soil is good soil. Of course, good soil is multiplying 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold after the seed was sown. But according to Luke, he says, "But the seed in the good soil, these are the ones who have heard the word in honest and good heart, and hold it fast, and bear fruit with perseverance." When you hear the word of God, you must be careful what kind of attitude of heart you have to become fruitful and good soil. You must be have good and honest heart. And then bear it, hold it fast, and then go out to multiply with the word of God. So, you know, when you hear the first parables, God challenges you and motivating you to become a good soil. I'd like to turn to the next one. The second one, second parable is about sower and enemy. When you make up your mind to become fruitful good soil, you must understand. You must have right world of you. You must understand that there is your enemy. Enemies at work. Enemies working in your life, in the world. And then the enemy try to spread the weed. In the Bible, according to Matthew, it's tare. I was grown in countryside of Korea. So there, I had experience to see tare growing among the rice. You know, tare itself, it looks like rice. It's very similar to the original rice. So people try to pick up that tare among rice in the rice field. But if you don't, if you do mistake, it's easy for you to make mistake to pull out the rice itself. So the farmers never let you do if you are novice or you are beginner to discern what is true rice and tare. According to Matthew, Jesus taught them, do not try to pick up. Leave them that they could grow among the rice. But the time will come. Even though enemy is working in this world, the time will come and God will judge everything in his day. But it is about the end of time and end of the day. In Samuel, they say it is about eschatology, about end of the time. The time will come. It is our worldview. We must prepare there is enemy who prevents you from bearing larger fruit. But don't worry about it. The second and third parable encourage you to keep growing and multiplying. Because it says, sower and mustard seed, you know, the mustard seed. The seed of mustard is tiny one. The smallest one in the Bible is the mustard seed. But it has life in itself. So it is growing and multiplying. Growing and growing to become like a big tree. I'm very happy to see Cornerstone Church is growing. That means you have true life inside of you. True life help you grow and keep growing and multiplying. But it started with tiny seed. Though it is small because of the life, could keep growing. And the third, no, it is the third parable. The first parable about heavenly kingdom is yeast and three packs of flour. You know, it is about the power you have in Christ, the power you have in the gospel. If you accept Christ in your life, the life was given, the life is come in, has come in your life. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the life in His life is in Christ. And you accept Christ, the life is given to you. And this life has great power to influence to society and to change the world. So the fourth parable is about the yeast to make great influence to the three packs of flour when you make bread. The top, the tiny, small amount of yeast can leaven that flour tops, so you can make good bread. Thanks to the power and the life and strength in the gospel, we can grow and we can change the world through the influence of the gospel we have. And the fifth parable is about that I want to share this morning through my life experience. And the farmer who found treasure hidden in the field. It is the kingdom of God, and the gospel, Jesus' gospel itself. It's like treasure hidden in the field. You know, I was grown in Buddhist family, and my mom took me to the Buddhist temple when I was a child, and I ate lots of Sanchez bibimbap. I don't know if you know Sanchez bibimbap in the Buddhist temple with monks. But when I was in army, after my first year of college, I joined army, and there I was encountered by God's intervention in my life. And I, at that time, I realized how weak and how simple I am. So how gracious God is by sending his son for me. And he died on the cross to purify me, cleanse me, to save me. So it is one of greatest discovery in my life. So I was shocked by the news of Christ. So, you know, that God, he gave us his son with his promise. Whatever we ask in his name, he promised to answer to us. In my army life, I experienced lots of God's answer to my prayer. So I believe that God is real and God is alive. God is so good. God is so faithful in answering to me and when I prayed. So I stopped smoking and drinking at that time. So, my discovery about Jesus and his reason for cross is after I finished my military service and came back to college and joined small group Bible study. At that time, 10 basic steps, I wonder many crew members are here. Through 10 basic steps, I could realize who Christ is and why should he came and why he died on the cross. And through small group Bible study, I realized what the gospel is, who Christ is. So this discovery didn't leave me alone as I was. So I made up my mind to preach this word to the people all around me. I started to share the gospel of Christ with my family members and students on campus. And I could become, I think I was fruitful in my college life. So I became leader of small group, and later on the full-time staff member recognized me and called me as full-time to join as full-time on for Campus Crusade. And at that time, you know, my wife and I made decision to sell everything that we have, what we have, to buy the kingdom of God, because the gospel of Christ was like the treasure hidden in the field to us. So, people around me, even my brothers, my family, never acknowledged that when I became a full-time staff of Campus Crusade, they never wanted to go that way. They persecuted me anyway many times, but God helped me miraculously and many ways. So finally, my mom changed and my father changed, and one of my brother is changed. My sister, when I worked here, she was baptized with her two daughters. God worked in a miraculous way, and my father eventually he became Christian and he was baptized, and he became Christian for 4 years before he passed away. So, you know, when I invested my life, kind of all in, what I did was all in at that time. I sold everything to become full-time staff. You know, I had kind of qualification to teach English. My English is not perfect, I know, but I have a qualification, from the government to teach English in Korea. Anyway, I could have become a teacher of high school, and my wife was an elementary school teacher, but we gave up. We gave up the qualification and our job and joined as full-time staff because we found treasure hidden in the field. The Christ himself was so wonderful, and the most wonderful thing to teach through all my energy and my life is the crucifixion of Christ and his resurrection and God's faithfulness, being that we know that he is all the way with us. He can lead us to heaven if I took my last breath on earth. So one of the most wonderful discovery was Jesus Christ himself. So my wife and I made decision to sell everything, like the farmers who found hidden treasure in the field. And the sixth parable is about, very related to the fifth, the merchant who sought and found most high value pearl. You know, merchant, probably he might have great sense of beauty or sense of taste or taste of beauty to seek greatness in pearl or gem. And finally, he found great pearl. And when he found that pearl, nothing can compare to that pearl. So what he did was the same thing that the farmer did after he found hidden treasure in the field. He sold everything, and he bought that pearl, and he enjoyed it. You know, I identified myself as the merchant when I was in Japan. And I can identify myself as that merchant because I'm very boastful of that gem, that pearl, that what I purchased by investing all my life. You know, I'm talking about the pearl that I found, that I bought, which is Christ and his gospel. To the college students, whoever I meet, I try to explain how good and how beautiful, how wonderful this pearl in my hand is, which is the Christ and his gospel. So I'm the merchant, one of the merchants. Anyway, today, here I found many young men hearing the word of God. So I'm challenging you, who is Christ to you? Did you find his wonders and his beauties and his greatness? We sang together, but actually, did you find how great he is, how wonderful he is? Then you cannot become as you were. You must be changed and changing. You must go out and multiply 100 times, 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold of fruit through your life and through your witnessing. I'm thankful to God that I could see this church is growing and multiplying. Now I'm going to share the last parables with you. It is about fishermen and dragon net fishing. It explained what I'm doing in Kyoto. You know, one day I was watching NHK report. In that report, one village in Ireland, in a certain island, was celebrating for a new captain of fishing boat with the dragnet. There was old man who was retiring, and then he finally found a young captain. So the all village people came out and celebrated. And the news reporter was talking about how joyful they were. And now this is, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dreadnought cast into the sea and gathering fish of every kind. I'm sorry, no. I want to show you how, in what context Jesus used this parable. Okay. This is dragnet fishing. So this is a kind of traditional method to catch fish in Ireland and seashore. Many people are gathered to drag the net to catch fish. And they're using long rope in both sides of the net. They are pulling the net to the shore. And you'll see lots of fish in the net. I wonder why and how Jesus used this dragnet as his parable. And so through that NHK news report, I found and why and how. So for dragnet, we need a lot of people to pull the net together. Then we can catch lots of fish. I'm like that person in Kyoto. Okay, I'd better stop here. This is the members who pull the net with me to the shore and catch fish in Kyoto. Thanks to God, God answered to my prayer. He sent three new stint in Korean Jabiryang and the short-term missionary from United States. How many of you are with KCCC? I wonder, there are many. Okay, thank you. There are epic group in crew of United States, right? So they are the movement of Asian American group in the United States. So the three ladies in the middle are from epic movement to join and to pull the dragnet with me. And two are from Korea, and two are Japanese students. And we did SPP before I came to the United States to see my granddaughter, the second granddaughter. And SPP means strategic planning process for students, student impact Kyoto, SI Kyoto. We say on a campus crusade in Japan, we identify ourselves as SI, student impact. Because I worked in Kyoto, SI Kyoto is my ministry, what I'm doing. And we planned this kind of movement. Our goal is movement everywhere. When we say movement, it means raising and training, equipping, multiplying disciples through our ministry. For that purpose, we are doing number 1 to 7. It is weekly what we do on campus. And the blue color letters are from about mission team from Korea and from the United States. And next one is the short-term mission team helps us to bring many students to our ministry, and we help them grow, find Christ and grow in their knowledge and faith of God. So what we're doing is, mainly on campus, we do KLT, PLT, and ELT. KLT means Korean lunchtime. PLT means prayer lunchtime. Then what is ELT? We do English lunchtime also. So college students are eager to practice their foreign language like Korean and English. Among Because we have some Christians on campus, we gather together and we pray together during lunchtime, sharing the word of God and prayer request. And next one is that blue shirt is, his name is Jacob Jung from Philippines, but he's Korean, and he's trying to join as full-time for Campus Crusade, and he's sharing the word of God. And the right circle, you can see that lady. She became Christian through our ministry, and after her graduation, she worked for company for 2 years, and now she's preparing to join as full-time. And this year, she became volunteer staff and sharing the gospel on campus. And now this is about EPIC summer mission team, the Jamaican University, one of the prestigious private college in Kyoto. It's Jamaican and Toshisha. And after they finish their daily ministry on campus, they are devoting to prayer after they share what's going on campus. Because I challenged them, the key to success in short-term mission is seeking God's face in prayer through devotion to the word of God and prayer. So they shared what's going on campus and they devote themselves to prayer. And this is Kyoto University, one of the best colleges in Japan. From that college, more than 15 Nobel Prize winners came out. So now Yamanaka Kyoju, professor, is really famous because through IPS, he is trying to reproduce our main part of the body, like eye or from skin cell. I'm not good at that, but anyway, he's doing that kind of stuff. It's very famous. But on that campus, Chungbuk KCD team came for 2 weeks, and they did also committed to prayer and witnessing. And I'm sorry, it's not connection was not working, disconnected. Anyway, this kind of thing is happening in Kyoto. So, thank you. This is our evangelist gathering, where we gather weekly there. And my wife cooked curry rice every Friday evening, and we eat curry rice together at 6, and then we come down to this worship hall and start to praise. And this is after we had 2 evangelist gathering, the one of the Toshisha students decided to receive Christ in her life, and she came to my church several times with that mission team. And after after evangelistic meeting, I called her to the front and I interviewed her how feel and how she became Christian. And she shared among Japanese students, she has been attending in the mission school since her middle school. Toshisha is one of the best well-known Christian college in Japan. So, lots of influence from her school experience. She was curious about Christianity and has great interest in Christianity. And thanks to mission team, she could have a chance to invite Christ in her life as her Lord and Savior. Now, she was joyful and she was so thankful to God that she could become Christian. And the joy was mine, the pleasure was mine at that time, and all we, our members, enjoyed her presence with us. And last night, I checked my line message, and one of our staff members taking her to the church in Osaka because she lives in Osaka. So I believe she has become a totally saved Christian. And the third one was two ladies of Toshisha. They were greatly interested in studying Korean language, but not decided yet. She wanted to know more and get more information about Christianity. And please, okay, this is after we finish a short-term mission with other groups from other countries. But I took nine of our members to Gunma Prefecture for national evangelism trip so that we could share the gospel in that area also. The reason why we went to Gunma was Satomi Matsui, she was from Gunma Prefecture. And she wanted us to come to his hometown and share the gospel to her parents and the village people. So we went there, and the person in the middle under the cross is Satomi's father. And he is a bus driver for tourist company, but he get a vacation, and then he joined the Sunday service. And probably it is his first time to be in the Christian church. And he could hear and listen to his daughter's testimony, and he was relieved from his worry, and because he knew that his daughter was joining as full-time of Campus Crusade that he never knew about. So this is what we are doing on campus. That is our co-member and leader of SI Kyoto. I prayed for him to join as full-time, but he is already hired by JTB, one of the great travel company in Japan. But still, I'm praying for him. And in second semester, he talked that he would spend more time for witnessing with me. Through witnessing, he might change his mind. I'm not sure, but I've been praying and I asked him to join on staff, but already he made decision to go to JTB. Remember him in your prayer that he could become join on staff as full-time. And his brother is a full-time staff in Osaka. So his father is pastor, and he has great experience through his college life with us. So, okay, next page, please. This is our core members. So in Kyoto, thanks to your prayer and your support, God is at work and we are growing like you, but very slowly, very slowly. But thanks to God, we have one full-time staff member. And the stint from Philippines, who is Korean, is also joining as full-time staff. Several were joining as full-time after they finished their stint in Kyoto. So now Jacob is going to join on staff with Satomi Matsui. So now I'm going to have new full-time staff members in Kyoto. I think it is because you prayed for us, because you have been supporting faithfully for our ministry, I could share this news with you. And now let me finish my message. You know, the seven parables encourage you to become multiplying disciples. So when you devote yourself to Christ, you will never regret. Since I sold everything in my life to become evangelist, God has been with me and God has answered me and God is working in my life. The same thing you can experience when you devote yourself by knowing that Christ himself is the most wonderful person. powder or jam in the world. So try to seek him more than enjoy his being with you in your life. Thank you.